This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization said on Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as a highly transmissible Delta variant spreads, but WHO-approved vaccines remain effective against the disease. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being as transmissible as chickenpox, and cautioned it could cause severe disease, according to the Washington Post, citing an internal CDC document. COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world, according to the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. Millions of people in the U.S. who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine could soon have a new reason to roll up their sleeves. That's money in their pockets. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on states and local governments to join those that already are handing out dollars for shots. New York, the nation's biggest city, started doling out $100 awards Friday, and the president and health officials are betting that the financial incentive will spur hesitant people to get the shot. As COVID-19 deaths rise in Myanmar, allegations are growing that the military government is using the coronavirus pandemic to consolidate power and crush the opposition. The death rate in Myanmar is now the worst in Southeast Asia, and the country's crippled healthcare system is being overwhelmed with new patients sick with COVID-19. Limitations on oxygen sales have led to widespread allegations that the military is directing supplies to government suppliers and military-run hospitals.